Up. We're going to go ahead and start the call. I'm going to have Emerald mute people out. So, Emerald, if you could mute them out. And if we get a chance towards the end, we'll certainly have you be able to say goodbye to us. But I have some really cool stuff to talk about on the call tonight. I think you're going to be really, really excited. I have a very special guest with me to do this call with me tonight. We're in my office here at the corporate headquarters. And this is our first full day here at corporate headquarters with the whole staff. It's the first full day with our brand new CEO, Mr. Greg Breyers. Greg, good to have you on the call with us tonight, brother.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Cody.
So it is official. He is in the house. His wife, Melanie, came out. We picked him up at the airport last night, had a wonderful visit. We've been hard at it all day today, and what we want to do is share with you the experience of Greg's first day in the office. It's going to be fun. I'm going to share with you his first day experience in the office and my first day experience with him in the office, and it's a very interesting perspective. I think just by us talking through our first day here together, we'll give you some really good perspective on what to expect and on how this relationship is going to work going forward, and it's really exciting. Before we do that, though, I'm just going to go over a couple of announcements real quick. By the way, I hope you're all getting your updates on email. I think the updates are really strong. They're powerful. The SOC update that went out today talks about the weekly call that we're on right now. It also talks, the next thing it talks about is our first system training, and you're all going to want to tune into that. We told you we were going to start doing send out card system trainings around the world, basically, that will be in an online format and a live format. So the content of that is going to be shown tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and the primary presenter is going to be our Eagle referral partner, Mr. Jordan Adler. Now, if any of you were on the book tour, the format is going to be very similar to what we did on the book tour. We found this to be very, very, very effective where we do an introduction of send out cards, which I do. Like I tell why we started send out cards. We focus on the importance of acting on a prompting to sending out heartfelt cards, to reach out in kindness to other people. I tell my story. And that's how we start every one of these SOC system trainings. It's how we did it on the road, on the book tour. And then after that, and so now you see the vision. So the vision is given by me. Now, many of you are going to be doing your own SOC system trainings in the future. I'm going to be sharing my part of the story tomorrow live, and then Jordan will go into the training. We're going to actually record my live version of me telling the story of why Send Out Cards started and the acting on the promptings and all of that. And we'll have that recording available for all of you so that when you start your SOC system trainings, you're going to be able to use that intro to share the vision of the company and the culture of the company. And then you're going to go into basically the formats you're going to see tomorrow night. It's touring people on the website, showing them the relationship market, the relationship system, going over the importance of the heartfelt card send, group card send, scheduled card send, testimonials and stories of people who've had great success with it. And then at the end of it, people can come back to a referral partner session where they can learn what it means to be a referral partner and how they can make money doing this. So we're excited. You're going to see that version tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you jump on that. We're real excited about that. The other thing... what else? We have this thing called Relationship Month going on, which is really cool. The marketing team kind of came up with this concept, and it's really cool. It's January will always be Relationship Month, and we're going to be featuring ways to create relationships in the marketplace, and we're going to feature ways that you can use our system to create relationships. And each week there'll be one of your leaders that will be featuring different things. We've already had featured Phoebe Trotman, our Eagle distributor from Vancouver, Canada. She was on week one. You can see these videos. Week two is Dave and Lori Smith out of Draper, Utah, and they talk about some relationship building principles using our system The third week will be Jordan Adler. He'll be featured, I think it's on Thursday this week. Then we'll have Melissa Barlock. And then I will finish out with the final video. And these are fun. I mean, they're really fun, and it's a way thing that you can share, and we get vision of your top leaders, and it's just a lot of fun. So make sure you turn into the Relationship Month. You Eagles Nesters who are on the call, we will have an Eagles Nest call this Wednesday at 4 o'clock. It'll be the final Eagles Nest call for the outgoing Eagles Nest, and we'll be announcing a new Eagles Nest on next Monday's call. So we're excited about that. And just a quick reminder to jump on the podcast. If you anywhere that you currently go and download podcasts, go to those channels and look up Relationship Marketing with Cody B. and subscribe to those podcasts. We've got some great shows featured. I've got some new recordings coming up soon. Share those with your audiences. Great results are coming from just incredible guests that we have on there. So that's it for announcements. Oh.
I just want to make a comment. I'm looking over it. Hit the hyperlink on Relationship Month. There's a calendar there that actually gives you some really cool ideas for each day of the month. Send your doctor a card, throw a party, do a one-on-one. Pretty cool stuff. So I wanted to point that out as well.
That's good. Yes. Super good stuff. Make sure you check that kind of stuff out. All right, Greg, let's have some fun.
All right.
Let's have some fun. Okay, so Greg's first official day. It was real interesting. I'm just going to kind of walk you through and kind of tell you the story of the day. So one of the first things that happened is when I went and picked up Greg this morning, and we came over to the office, and we kind of did a walkabout, and we drove around the facility, and we went and did a walkabout, and he had his first scheduled manager's meeting starting at 9:30 this morning. Now, that's normally my meeting. For years, every Monday morning, 9:30, we do a senior management meeting, and we go over, you know, the issues of the week before and the upcoming issues for the week, and we give all the department heads an opportunity to share things. It's our chance to collaborate together and work with the CEO. Done that forever. It's always been my meeting. It's been my team. It's been my staff, senior management staff, and then I entrust in them to take everything back to their teams, which they do phenomenally well. Our senior staff here is they're just amazing. Like, it's just incredible, and we're going to be featuring members of that senior staff on upcoming calls because we can't get anything done without their expertise and stuff. So that was my meeting every single Monday morning. Well, we made a decision today. We made a decision that we really wanted to send a strong message that we have a new CEO in town, and they're definitely, when it comes to daily operations of this business, I will be passing that baton on. There's a lot of people questioning whether I'll have the ability to do that or not. So what we decided is it was Greg's meeting, and he walked in, and the senior staff was there, and I was not there. I was not even present at the meeting. It literally was his meeting. And he conducted the meeting in similar fashion that we'd done in the past, but it was his meeting. But what was interesting is he was in doing that, and I was here in the office, and I was responding to some emails and just some cleanup stuff I was doing. And I actually walked up to the front where our big conference room is. I kind of walked up, and it's right by our lobby area. So I walked up, and I noticed that my new CEO is in this room with my team, and they're in there. And I just went over into the lobby area and sat down and continued to respond to some emails and do some stuff. And it dawned on me, it's like, now this is weird because I'm in the front foyer of Send Out Cards, sitting here all by myself with my little smartphone responding to email stuff. And our new CEO is in the office with my team. So, like, everybody that I'm normally talking to or dealing with on Monday morning, I can't even go talk to because they're in with the new guy, Greg. I got to be honest. It was kind of an awkward moment for me. I was like, whoa, what did I do here? It's like, it was crazy. It was really a crazy experience. But at the end of this call, I'm going to explain to you a transformation that took place with me from that experience. I'm going to explain to you what happened the rest of the day. what I had the opportunity to do for the rest of the day when I normally would have been dealing with operational things. But I'm going to end the call with that. Before we get into that, though, I want to go back to just talking to Greg. So tell us, brother, how was the first day at Send Out Cards with the team?
So let me go back one second, because this is important and everyone knows the heart of this company. I know you do. Let me go back to last night. Cody said we picked them up at the airport. So about 7:30 last night, Cody and Jody didn't swing by the pickup fast lane. We looked from baggage claim. They were standing behind us. They brought us to our hotel, carried our bags with us in, and then we sat and had a nice little meeting there in the hotel lobby. So that's how it started. That was our welcome. Let me give you the short answer, Cody. I made it about 5 hours today, and at 11:43, my first text to Melanie, who I would have never gotten out of the door without this morning, by the way. My text to her, I'm reading it exactly what it said. It said, single best day of my entire career.
Wow.
Period.
Wow. How did she respond to that?
She said, I am so in love with that. That's what she said. And when I coach, hey, can I tell you about my day?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me do that. And I'm going
to... I mean, that's a bold statement. It's a bold statement to say single best day in your entire professional career. I mean...
Dude, I graduated in 1983 from college. Does that put it in perspective for you?
Yeah.
I worked for three major national corporations at senior levels, and I am not. So let me tell you about my day. Let me tell you why and how it started. I'm going to end with my last text to Melanie.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, at some point today, just so you know... That single best day in my career also went to my mother, my favorite Aunt Kathy, and one of my mentors. So that's kind of how I felt. So this morning started with me like a kid at first school standing on the corner at the hotel at the bus stop, you know, except my bus driver was Cody B, I mean, right? In this big giant truck that comes up. It couldn't have been prettier, but, you know, let me walk through my day. And we had a stop today. It's fabulous. I walk in the front door, and Cody already told you we did a drive around, we did a walk around, we met some people. But I walk in the front door, there's a welcome sign. If you guys haven't visited here, that's not uncommon when you visit the office. There's a welcome sign for Melanie and I. You know, I had a personal tour of this operation for our chief visionary officer and founder, co-founder. I left that and met with an extremely strong leadership team. And we committed that we were going to work with, lead, support, and challenge one another to the one vision to Send Out Cards. I did a self-walking tour and tried to meet every single person in the building. I had another production tour with operations. I show back up at my desk. And there's a healthy lunch sitting at my desk, right? I mean, I think after that, IT shows up, they're hooking up equipment. I have this giant screen because I've been looking at spreadsheets for now 25 years, and I need a really giant screen. He personally set me up. We work together. Short story is this, Cody. I get the best mission. This is the best mission for any, and I've worked. My last company, Southcare, was a great mission. This mission is even better. And I had absolutely nothing in my way of being our COO. No stops, no puts, no thinking about anything. And so...
There was even a sign on your door already.
Oh, my goodness. I had a guy. I didn't even... He caught it. I didn't even look for it. Greg Byers, CEO, right there on my door. In an office that literally sits in the heart of the whole building, right in the middle. It's awesome. So, and then I actually, before I tell you my last text to Melanie, was that I got to end the day right before this call. Picture this. Closing out the day with Cody B. Just making observations for the day and learning what he's about to tell you, which is exciting. So that kind of was the day. So I promised to end with my last text to Melanie. By the way, funny story. So Melanie and Jody were here for a visit. I thought they had left an hour and a half, 2 hours earlier. I'm standing outside for a minute, taking in the snow-capped mountains. And so I text Melanie, because, of course, Melanie's not here. No, she was literally across the hall from my office, and I didn't know it, which was kind of funny. And I sent her a picture of the snow-capped mountains and a picture of that big screen with three different things opened. It's awesome. And I said to her, and I share this personal stuff with you to hopefully convey the path and the excitement that we are on. And I texted Mel and I said, please promise me no one's going to wake me up from this dream. I am so happy. That was it.
Wow.
How was my day, Cody?
Wow. Well, it's exciting, Greg. It's real exciting to have you here with us. It's fun to watch. It's actually very fun to watch how you interact with people. Last night when we got to the hotel, it was interesting. We got there and Greg went up to check in, and the lady, so you don't, I watch you. I watch what you're doing. So the lady says, so, you know, where are you coming in from? And then she says, well, so what do you do? And without a hitch, he says, well, I work for a relationship marketing company called Send Out Cards. Have you ever heard of it? I got to tell you, that is one powerful 6-second commercial that he had down to a T. I work for a relationship marketing company. It's called Send Out Cards. You ever heard of it? So this is a guy that's dialed in. I mean, he's dialed in before day one, and he gets it. He understands who we are. He understands what we're about. He understands leveraging what the marketplace wants, which is a relationship marketing system. He completely understands inspiring them on what they need, which is a way to act on promptings, reach out of kindness. And that's what we're about. Now, I want to share with you the rest of my day, because I had that kind of surreal moment in the lobby. I actually called Jody while I was in that lobby. It's like, oh, I don't know what to do, man. I'm sitting here, and she's like, well, you shouldn't be alone right now. Don't be alone. Go be with somebody, you know. So it was kind of funny. But when we got done with that, I went about my day. I finished with the email stuff, and I got up and I went about my day. And here's what was interesting. I was able to focus, like, immediately. Normally on a day when I'm dealing with operational issues, literally 7 hours straight through, I immediately was able to go and focus on what is the unique selling proposition of Send Out Cards? What makes us different than anybody else that's out there, you know? There's a lot of people out there trying to do what we do and all that kind of stuff, and they all have their own angles of how they do it. What truly is our unique selling proposition? And so while in the office, while having my staff that I can work with and whatnot, I'm able to think through that process. And, you know, and I really focus on the fact that our unique selling proposition is and always will be that we are the company that will help the entire world to act on their promptings, reach out in kindness. We are the kings and queens of the heartfelt card send. We're all about the heartfelt card send. It's the most powerful relationship marketing methodology on the planet. We have to teach that culture and that philosophy. Now, we give you the other stuff. We'll give you the scheduled sends and the group sends and the automation and all that stuff. In fact, we're the best at doing it. But we're still, at the end of the day, about the heartfelt card send and the acting on the prompting and teaching people in business and in their personal life to do those things. So that's what our focus will be. Our focus will be on that, bigger than it's ever been before, even down to the packaging that we offer. So as an example, and Jordan actually had written up he did a little write-up. He's going to talk about it on his call tonight, actually. But he did a write-up where he kind of talked about how we're positioned in the marketplace and how we're different from anybody else and that kind of thing. And it's really powerful. But the most powerful part of what he wrote up is when he was comparing us and talking about our unique position, what he said was, and Jordan, this was so good, he said that we create the best value proposition to people that actually send cards. We have competition that, you know, if you want to just buy a card or two or send a card here or there or do whatever, there are options that are cheaper than us. But if you want to actually be a card sender, especially the right kind of card sender, like a heartfelt card sender, there's no value proposition on the planet that can or ever will touch what we do. Not only in pricing, but also in our messaging, in our culture, in our training, in what we do, in all of our social proof validation that we do with our appreciation pal, and all of the reinforcement tools that we give you, telling the stories of people using the heartfelt card. There's nothing like it on the planet. Nothing. There's just nothing like it. So if you want to do an analysis of us, we are the kings and queens of offering the best value proposition to people who send cards, the people that send heartfelt cards. And that's the most powerful part of your message, Jordan. That is the single most powerful part of the message, because it's so true. And so what I was able to do today is I was starting to focus on, okay, that is true. That is who we are. So you know what? We have a great system and setup. We have incredible packages right now as we speak. We have a free package that you can send cards as you go. And, you know, it costs $275 or $325 delivered, and not the cheapest in the marketplace one card at a time. You know, we have a $17 program that gives you all the bells and whistles and discounts and cool stuff and things that you need, best relationship system on the planet. We have a $97 program that's second to none. Now, what does the $97 program do? The $97 program is there to reward the heartfelt card sender. Unlimited heartfelt card sends, stamps included, anywhere in the world at any time. That is rewarding a true card sender. The $147 plan adds group sends to that. So now, not only are we the best unlimited heartfelt card sender proposition in the world, but we've even added what you want from us, which is a way to send out group sends at a very cheap rate, 100 of those added in free every single month with a $147 program. Those packages are very, very powerful and very strong. So I'm looking at those and I'm going, okay, well, cool. So how can I make those better? How can we actually even make the proposition even better? You know, what can we do with our $17 program to make it even better than it is? What can we do to our $97, make it even better than what it is? The $147, even better than what it is. New offerings, even better than what we have now, to reward people that send cards. We're going to reward people that send cards, especially heartfelt card sends. We're going to reward people that add gifts to a heartfelt message. What can we do to enhance that offering, because that's who we are? And guess what? I was able to work on those things today. And within the course of a couple of hours, had some incredible ideas, incredible concepts, incredible things. And by the way, you outgoing Eagles nesters, you're going to hear that on your call Wednesday. You're going to hear some of those concepts, and we're going to be seeing some things implemented very, very soon. Just that simply ways to enhance what we already have. We're not changing anything. We're not changing our price structure. We're not changing nothing. We're just going to enhance what we already have. You know, the rewarding of those who actually send cards. I was able to spend my whole day today doing that. That's what CBO means. That's what Chief Visionary Officer does. CEO is in the other room with the entire staff, meeting with the operational issues of the day, and then going out and meeting with other people separately. I actually had a meeting with you and our top of our head of our IT department today, and so that's kind of a reflection, I think, of what you can expect the dynamics to be between Greg and I going forward here. So Greg, it was an incredibly powerful day for me as well. Good. And, you know, I just can't say enough good about having you here, and it's just an incredible thing. So, anyways, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add. Our wives are over at the restaurant waiting for us to come have dinner with them. So we need to go do that. But anything you want to add before we close would be great.
Yeah, I'll start with up with an orange wood. This is just the beginning let me say something about Cody. This is just the beginning of re-unleashing this guy. And he'll get used to the fact that we're doing the business stuff. And it's our job to make him comfortable that we got this. Not his job to worry about looking in. And my team and our team and I know that. That's our job. So let me just say the future again. I said it on the last call. Make no mistake. Future's bright. We're moving forward. So I'm excited to have everyone on board, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
I loved he started his meeting with his team saying, so the first mandate, I hope it's okay, sir.
No,
the first mandate here is when the CBO says he wants to do something, our answer is what?
Yes.
Our answer is yes. Our job then is to figure out how to do it. I like that. I actually like that. I think that's a real good approach.
Right
on, brother. That's good. So anyways, we're going to open up the calls right now for you all to have a chance to welcome Greg to the team and to just share your thoughts as we're exiting off. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Make sure you get on that call tomorrow, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Watch our first send out card system training. That's going to be an exciting thing. So, Emerald, if you can open it up, we'll just hear your comments on the way out, and off we go.